My name is Jeremy Devins, and this is the Quiet Mind Yoga Podcast, and today is a Vinyasa whole body practice. And this is another one of my favorite classes that I taught live, and of course, they're all really my favorite. I'm really grateful to get to share these things with you and teach yoga, and I'm always super grateful to hear your feedback from around the world. So if you want to reach out, if you have any feedback, or just want to share where you're practicing from, on a beach or on a mountain or in the jungle, you can message me, jeremy@quietmind.yoga is my email address, or at jeremy.quietmind on Instagram. Today's class, again, just whole body, nice, well-rounded practice. I like to include stuff to build strength, flexibility, and balance in all classes. So this is a nice, well-rounded practice. And if you want to go deeper in your practice, if you have specific requests, you want personalized classes, live classes, the Quiet Mind Yoga membership is open for enrollment for a limited time at $27 a month, or you can get a year and you save, you get 2 months free when you pay for a year up front. And inside of there right now, this month, we're talking about Ayurveda and the live classes. So these will be added later to the membership, and you won't hear them on the podcast now. What you hear on the podcast are more old archived recordings from classes. But on the classes right now, if you want to join live this month, you can join live anytime. Even if you're not a member, you can join and donate to the class. Because of the pandemic and everything, I want it to be affordable and available to everyone who wants it. So you can donate any amount and join the class live on Zoom. And we're focusing on Ayurveda for the spring season. So Ayurveda teaches us that all diseases begin in the transition of the seasons. And if we are intentional with our health and wellness at this time, it really pays dividends throughout the season. And it really helps us get over that hump into the new seasonal energy. And the seasonal energy of the spring is the kapha dosha, the earth element. It's heavy, it's damp, it's dark. So we bring in some of the heat in the body. So we're doing some stuff to strengthen the core, to build heat in the body in the classes this month. And I'm sharing things inside of the private Facebook group of how to apply Ayurveda to your life throughout the month, only for the members there. So you can check that out at quietmind.yoga if you're interested in checking it out. And if you want to give me a birthday gift, because it's my birthday this month, that would be the most special birthday gift to me. Joining the membership and taking care of yourself and getting to serve you means the world to me, because my teachers have been so generous to me that I've been able to become who I am, and I'm happy with who I am and super grateful for my life now. And that's thanks to my teachers. So I'm always super grateful to be of service to you and share and be of some value in your life and your practice. So again, today's class, you don't need any props, don't need anything special, just a nice, well-rounded whole body practice. As always in Vinyasa, breath leads the movement. So take some slow, relaxed breaths to get started, and we'll jump right into the practice. If you have a block and a blanket nearby, we can use that, but you don't have to have that. You'll be just fine on a mat or on the sand or on the ground or in your backyard, wherever you are. I hope you enjoy your practice today. And if you have any feedback, please let me know. I'd love to hear. And leave a review on the Apple Podcast. That's another great birthday gift if you want to give back in some way. Leave a review or share this with a friend, because it helps a lot, helps more people find the podcast. So thank you for listening and enjoy your practice. All right, so let's start in child's pose. So have your knees come apart, hips towards the heels, forehead towards the ground. Begin to take a little bit slower, deeper breaths down to your lower belly, and your arms can just be relaxed here, or you can make this more active, pressing your hands into the floor. Do what feels right for you. We'll move with the breath later, but set the tempo for your day, set the tempo for your practice here. One of my favorite things to do in the morning is to just take slow, deep breaths and notice my breath, notice my body. I find it's a good sort of priming for the rest of the day. So the rest of the day, you end up thinking a little bit more about your breath and where your attention's going. And you can always bring it back to this slower, deeper breathing and more focused attention. So I have about 30 more seconds just to focus on that. Now come up to the hands and knees, and you can have your blanket under your knees if you want, but just start to move around in the spine, the shoulders, the neck, feeling out your body and doing what feels right for you here. In all directions. And make your way back to a neutral spine for cat-cow. As you exhale, rounding the back, pelvis and chin tuck in. As you inhale, extending the spine, chin and tail lift. Move at your own pace, forward and back a few times with the breath, using those slow, deep breathing, slow, deep breaths that you started with. And then come back to a neutral spine. And again, we'll go back to the cat pose to round the back and walk your hands towards the knees. Keep your toes tucked here and move the forehead towards the knees to rabbit pose. You grab onto the bottoms of the heels. The hips start to lift up and that helps to open the middle and upper back between the shoulders. There's a sort of pulling action with the hands. So you're getting an active stretch to the rhomboids, the traps, building strength and flexibility in this upper back area. And breathe into the upper back. So you feel a little more emphasis there, a little more tension, awareness there. Again, so you notice throughout the day, if this area gets tense, as it often does, you can help it start to relax just with your breath and attention. Slowly release out from here back to hands and knees and bring your arms forward and keep the hips right over the tail as you lower the chest down, the forehead down to the floor. And Anahatasana, heart chakra pose. If your neck's more open, you could have your chin on the floor. Otherwise, forehead is down. In this area where we just opened, the upper middle back, sinking down towards the floor. From here, walk your hands to the left. Legs stay exactly the same. Just walk your arms over to the left. And at a certain point, you can push into your left hand and crawl, sort of pulling with the right arm. So you're getting a length through the right side from the right hip to the armpit in the serratus anterior, the outer right ribs under the armpit. Also the intercostals along the side of the body. And with your right hand, you can even press down and pull a little bit. So you're getting an active stretch here, a little strengthening and stretching to the right side of the body. Breathing into that space, bringing attention, awareness there. And then we'll go over to the other side, same thing. And go until you reach a point where you feel a stretch on the left side. Firmly plant your right hand down and crawl your left fingers away. Once you feel that stretch, push down in the left hand and pull back on the left palm. So you get active stretch on the left ribs, intercostals, serratus. And then back to the center, back to hands and knees, and back to down dog, bending one knee at a time, shifting weight side to side, easing into down dog. Forward to plank pose, shoulders over wrists, hold here. All the way down to the stomach. The hands are under the shoulders, elbows in alongside the body. And just lift your head off the ground. This engages the deepest spinal muscles, the multifidi. Now lift your hands, activating more of the upper back. Straighten your arms back, activating triceps. Lift your legs and slightly bend the knees, activating hamstrings, glutes, the whole posterior chain, activating the back of the body, waking up. Just as much as you're able to let it all engage, let it all relax. Relax down to your stomach for a moment. Feel the tension fade out. And back to down dog. So we'll do that little sequence two more times and adding on some variations as we go to wake up the front and back of the body. Here in down dog, press your feet towards the ground. The heels don't have to touch. That's totally fine for most people. Most of the time they won't, but heels pushing down and apart, like you're trying to pull the mat apart with your feet. This activates outer hips, abductors, and the side of the legs. Same thing with your hands. Press down and apart with the hands, like you're trying to pull the mat apart with your hands. Activating more chest and shoulders, the front of the body. Forward to plank, hold here. Now to activate more of the anterior chain, the front of your body, energetically drag your hands and feet towards each other. So they don't actually move, but on the inside, they're sort of dragging towards each other, and you'll feel your lower abdominals wake up, more of the chest and shoulders. Even the upper thighs can activate here, lifting the quadriceps from the knees. And let all that release down to the floor. Again, just the head lifts for starting with the locust, just the head lifts, then the hands lift, and arms straighten back, legs lift up, slight bend in the knees, and now squeeze the inner edges of your feet together so you activate adductors, inner thighs. Hold and breathe here. Even though there's all this strength and activation happening, relax breathing. Just like we did at the very beginning in child's pose. And then let it all release. Feel the tension fade out. Disengage. Deactivate tension. Back to downward facing dog. Re-engaging. Again, pressing feet down and apart. Hands down and apart. It's all internal work, so outside the pose looks pretty much the same, but inside, activating outer hips, chest and shoulders. Forward to plank pose, hold here. Now again, you can do that same activation we did last time of hands and feet drag towards each other. If you want a little more, lift your right foot. And if you're good there, maybe the left hand lifts off the ground, finding your balance. Steady breath. And if you're lifting the opposite arm and leg, switch. And release down to the stomach. One more time, locust variation. And this time, just lift the head off the floor like we've done. But now have your arms like a W shape or a V shape pointing forward with the pinkies towards each other. If you can't get your arms up alongside the ears, go back to the W shape. We don't want to overstress the traps. And now lift the legs, slight bend in the knees, and inner edges of the feet squeeze together. Strong, active in locust pose. Hold and breathe here. Strong back, activating the whole posterior chain. And then let all that release. Turn the head to one side. Just let everything relax for a moment, disengaging. Back to down dog. Step the right foot forward into a low lunge. Left knee down to the mat or a blanket. Arms float up alongside the ears. Hold and breathe here. Anjane Asana. Again, your arms could be like a V, a W, or hands on waist. You want to listen to your upper traps and shoulders. These areas get chronically tight for a lot of us. So if they're really tight with the arms up, bend the elbows and activate the lower traps. So you deactivate the upper traps. Lower your hands down, step forward to forward fold, Uttanasana. And let your neck release here, any variation of this. Now step your right foot back into a low lunge, right knee down. Arms float up alongside the ears. Again, any variation of the arms. Focus the gaze at a single spot, or eyes could even close here if you feel stable. Hold and breathe. And lower the hands down, step forward to forward fold. Step back to a plank pose, shoulders over wrists, and down to a forearm plank, elbows under shoulders, hold and breathe here. Again, you can energetically drag the elbows and feet towards each other to activate lower abdominals. Your knees could be down to decrease intensity with this, but we're strengthening the anterior chain, the front of the body, the hip flexors, core, to support the back. And from here, we'll come back to the plank pose. So as we go through the practice, we start to flow in a few minutes. When I say chaturanga up dog, down dog, you can go to chaturanga up dog, down dog. You can go to the forearm plank to down dog, or you can go to the locust pose to down dog. So you have those options, and you don't want to overdo any one of them because that you'll build imbalances in your body. So for the chaturanga, knees can be down or knees lifted, elbows bent to 90 degrees alongside the ribs, not out to the sides, and you stop at 90 degrees with the arms, then tops of feet down to upward facing dog, upper shoulders out of the ears. All right, so we'll do that a couple of times here, from plank pose to chaturanga, elbows bent 90 degrees, to tops of feet to up dog, and back to the plank pose. And one more time like that at your own pace to chaturanga or knees down chaturanga to either cobra or up dog. So you can always do the cobra instead and then back to down dog together. So if you feel like your shoulders are a little weak today, totally okay and normal and common. So if you want to do one of the other variations, do that. It's going to be better in the long run than trying to force yourself through postures where your body feels weak. And we can build strength as we go just by repetition, doing the other stuff. All right, so we'll come back up to the front of the mat to a forward fold. And slowly roll up to stand. As you inhale, arms float up overhead. And exhale to bring the hands to the heart. Pause here, eyes closed, hands at the heart. And just feeling your heartbeat, your breath. Bringing all of your attention, energy into this posture, which seems like not a lot happening. But still, we can bring our attention, awareness into the little nuances of what's happening here. You're feeling your connection of your feet to the floor, the shoulder blades slightly down and together, the belly, navel slightly drawing in. And letting this be another checkpoint throughout the day. So if you start to feel anxious, stressed, overwhelmed, afraid, worried, you can always come back to the sense of center and stability within you. We'll start to move with the breath. Now inhale to reach your arms up overhead. Exhale to fold all the way down. Inhale to lift halfway up, long spine. Exhale back to plank. Hold for an inhale on plank. And exhale to any of those versions of movements that we've done. Making your way back to down dog. Hold for a breath or two in down dog. Next inhale, lift your right leg back. Exhale, step forward lunge, low lunge. Inhale, float your arms up. Exhale, step forward to forward fold. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale to plank. Hold for an inhale and plank. And exhale through any vinyasa that you'd like here. Vinyasa means to link the breath and movement, to move prana intentionally through the body. And listen to your body, do a version that feels right for you. Next, inhale, lift your left leg back. Exhale, step forward, lunge, low lunge, inhale, float your arms up. Exhale, step forward, forward fold. Inhale, lift halfway up, long spine. Exhale, fold in. Inhale, reach all the way up. Exhale, hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, fold all the way down. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale to plank. Do any vinyasa you'd like here. Meeting back and down dog. Next inhale, lift the right leg back. Exhale, step forward to a high lunge. Back knee stays lifted. Inhale, float your arms up. Exhale, step forward, forward, fold. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale to vinyasa. Meeting back in down dog. Hold, breathe for a moment or two in down dog. Next inhale, left leg back. Exhale, step forward, high lunge. Inhale, float the arms up. Exhale, step forward, forward fold. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale to fold in. Inhale to reach all the way up. Exhale, hands to heart. Pausing again in Tadasana Mountain Pose. Eyes closed, just coming back to your center. Noticing heart rate elevates a little bit. Breath is maybe a little faster. That's okay. Maybe the body temperature went up. Just noticing these subtle changes, bringing your attention, awareness into the present moment. Next, inhale, reach your arms up. And exhale to your right, holding left wrist. And you could stay just like that and breathe here, or you could reach your right arm down. Any variation of this that feels good, you could rotate the spine. Just lengthening again through the left ribs, left side of the body, to the left fingertips. Next, inhale, back up to center. And exhale to the other side. Same thing, any variation of this that feels good for you, feeling your right side get longer. Left side gets a little shorter for this. Next inhale, back up to center. And stay here as you exhale, lengthening through both sides and keep that length through both sides all the way from the hips up to the fingertips as you shift your hips down and back into Utkatasana. And you can keep the arms up alongside the ears or hands to the heart. And your hips shift a little bit back and down, a little bit more than you think you can. Usually there's a little more space there. And next exhale, forward fold. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale to vinyasa, back to down dog. In down dog, next inhale, lift the right leg back. Exhale, step forward, lunge. Inhale, float the arms up. Exhale, warrior two, back heel down. We'll hold and breathe here. Feet pressed down and apart, strengthening outer hips. Shoulder blades down and together, activating your lower trapezius muscles, which deactivates the upper traps and the upper shoulders. Fingers actively reaching like you're trying to touch the back and the front of the room at the same time. And turn the palms up, reach back, reverse warrior, lengthening right ribs. Straighten your front knee to go further back, lengthening the whole right side all the way to the triangle, right hand inside the ankle, hinging at the right hip. Left arm can be straight up or wrapped around the back. Your neck can look down, releasing the neck, or up, strengthening the neck. And here, just slightly bend your right knee to dig the heel down and drag it back. So just like a 5% bend in the right knee, so you can activate the hamstrings while they're stretching and energetically pull the right heel back. Back to warrior two. Float your hands down to vinyasa, back to down dog. Next inhale, left leg back. Exhale, step forward, lunge. Inhale, float the arms up. Exhale, warrior two. Hold, breathe here. Feet press down and apart, activating outer hips. Shoulder blades down and together, activating lower trapezius muscles. Turn the palms up, reverse warrior, reaching back. Straighten the front knee, further back. Hinge at the left hip crease to the triangle Trikonasana. Left hand inside the ankle or to a block. Right ribs open to open the right arm towards the ceiling. So you're always leading from the thoracic spine and the rotations. And again, just a slight bend in your left knee to activate the hamstrings. So dig the heel down and pull it back. Again, on the outside, it looks pretty much the same, but inside, you're activating the left hamstrings. Warrior two. And float the hands down to vinyasa, back to down dog. Down dog also can be a great place to recenter, reset, just like we've done in Tadasana, just like we did in Child's Pose. Now let's look between the hands, step or hop to the front of the mat. With your inhale, lift halfway up. With your exhale, fold in. Chair pose as you inhale, rise up. Exhale to Tadasana, mountain pose, hands at the heart. Pause again, breathe here for a moment. Recentering. Next inhale, reach your arms up. Exhale, the chair pose. Hold for an inhale. Exhale to forward fold. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale to vinyasa, or you can go right to down dog if you want to skip the vinyasa at this point. Inhale and down dog to lift your right leg back. Exhale, step forward lunge. Inhale, float the arms up. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, palms up, reach back. Exhale, straighten front knee, triangle pose. Inhale, back to warrior two. Exhale, vinyasa back to down dog. It's a little bit quicker pace, but still relaxed breathing, still finding the engagement alignment. From down dog, inhale, left leg back. Exhale, step forward, lunge. Inhale, float the arms up. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, palms up, reach back. Exhale, the triangle pose, straighten front knee. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale to vinyasa, back to down dog. Forward to plank pose, shoulders over wrists, right hand a little bit forward from center. Stack your feet on the right edge of the right foot. Vashisthasana, side plank. Left leg could lift here if you want a little more challenge. Right knee could lower to decrease intensity. Slowly back to center, to other side, same thing. And back to center, to down dog. To look between the hands, step or hop to the front. With your inhale, lift halfway up, long spine. Exhale to fold in. Chair pose as you inhale. Standing up as you exhale, hands to heart to mountain pose. Pause again, just notice maybe temperature increased a little bit in the body, heart rate, breath, noticing. There's that part of us that's always observing, that's not reacting, that's not changing, actually. The Atman, the true self, the witnessing awareness within each of us that can choose how to respond to any situation. Next, inhale, reach your arms up. Exhale to chair pose, Utkatasana. Hold for an inhale. And exhale all the way down to the tail for Navasana, boat. Legs can extend straight up, palms up, or knees can bend. You can support the legs. Find extension in the spine, similar to locust or cow pose, and avoid flexion in the spine here. And from here, we'll go to a sort of seated Bakasana. So your arms reach forward, knees move towards the armpits, letting the back go into flexion, rounding the back here. Back to Navasana. To Ardha Navasana, low back touches the floor, everything else still lifting. To a sort of Supta handstand, so arms overhead, legs, shoulders still lifting. To Supta Bakasana, knees towards the armpits, arms pressed towards the ceiling. Back to the handstand. Back to Ardha Navasana, lifting up a little more. To Navasana, boat pose. To Bakasana on the tail, rounding the back. And then just cross the ankles to come up to standing forward fold. And bring your feet together, knees apart. Hands are down like they were in the plank position. So you can lift the hips up, move the knees towards the triceps. Shift weight forward, maybe one heel in, maybe both heels in towards the tail. And hold and breathe there. Today, maybe you just work on shifting weight into the hands. Maybe just one heel in. Over time, maybe both heels for a breath or two. We'll have about 15, 30 seconds to practice this. You can lean into a block too and see how that feels. So that makes it a little easier. Looks good, yeah. And just focus on moving weight forward, forward, forward. Good. All right, last little bit here if you want to practice a little more. Okay, good. All right, and then we'll come back to down dog. Forward to plank pose, shoulders over wrists. Right hand a little bit forward of center. To side plank, again, stacking the feet. But this time, lift your left leg and bring the left foot to the floor behind you into a back bend. Yep. Engage the glutes, strong back, extend the spine, similar to the back bends we've done, like locust and cow pose. And then we'll come back to the center, reset to plank. And left hand a little bit forward for Vasisthasana, side plank. And this time, right leg lifts, right foot lands to the floor behind you, giving you enough space to create a back bend, extending the spine, engage the glutes. Strong back of the body, strong posterior chain like we did at the very beginning. Back to the center and all the way down to the stomach for locust pose. Just like we did at the beginning, again, activating the back of the body and any variation of this. So slightly bend the knees, your arms could be forward. You could even have arms out into a T. So listen to your body, do what feels right to feel like you're activating the back of the body. So we're going to go into balances in a minute. Just remember how this feels, this activation of the back. We'll add the challenge of balancing and supporting the body with this. So we'll come back down. And back to hands and knees. And back to down dog. Inhale, right leg back. Exhale, step forward to a lunge. Inhale, float the arms up. Inhale, exhale to bring either the hands to the heart or arms back like locusts. So you feel wherever you're at, you're activating the back, the left glutes activate. Before you even lift off, you're strong and active here, and you just keep that activation going as you float the left leg off the floor towards parallel to the floor. Doesn't have to go all the way to there today, but in that direction is where we're going, building strength and balance in the back of the body. Float the left leg down to warrior two. Arms open, left hand to left hip. Right hand to the right corner of your mat or to a block at the right corner of your mat. And left leg floats up to parallel to the floor, strengthening outer hips like we did in the side planks. Eventually, less weight in the right hand as you build stability here. More engagement of the navel towards the spine to help you balance. Beautiful, everyone. And we'll go back to warrior two. And float the hands down, back to down dog or chaturanga up dog, down dog if you want. From down dog, left leg reaches back. Exhale, step forward, lunge. Inhale, float up. And exhale, either hands to heart or reaching back. And again, hinging forward at the waist. Already you're activating the back, activating the right glutes, and keep that activation as you float the leg up. More valuable to feel the activation and do less than it is to try to do more and not feel the activation. Back to warrior two, back heel down. Again, left hand is going to go to the left corner or block. The right hand helps you find your sort of center with the hand on the hip as you lift the right leg up towards parallel to the floor. And at first, you can use a lot of weight into your left hand, but eventually less weight as you build stability and balance. Slowly back to warrior two. Float the hands down to step forward to the front of the mat, forward fold. Now from here, you can use a wall. We're going to practice inversions. So we're going to go handstand to forearm balance to headstand to a wide-legged forward fold in that progression. So with the handstand at first, you can start from like a lunging position with your left foot back and just shift your weight into your hands. And the key with the kicking up is you want to make sure that your back leg, you're engaging the glutes and you keep that leg straight the whole time. In this case, my left leg. And the right leg is the kicking leg. So that one can bend and work on bringing the knee in towards the belly and just getting maybe a little bit of hang time and holding there. Or you can use a wall and just kick up to the wall. All right, so any version of this, working on lifting the back leg, bringing the other knee in towards the belly. We'll have about a minute or so to practice any version of this. Press, yeah. Okay, and then we'll switch focus now. So if you want to skip this, you can just go to a wide-legged forward fold or some other thing that feels good for you. But the forearm balance will have the block between the hands, and you want to make sure your hands are palms are pressing into the block. This helps keep your forearms from sort of slipping, which they often do in the forearm balance, and from the arms from internally rotating, which we don't want. We want to make sure the arms are externally rotating and staying there. That's where we have the most strength in the shoulders. So just like that, in the same setup, you have your forearms pressed down, lower body's like down dog, lock your feet in so they can't go anymore. And this one, one leg is straight, and the other leg, you can use a little more momentum for this, kicking up, and you can kind of lean into the block at first, but eventually no weight into the head. So your hands can kind of grip onto the block if that's helpful. And we'll have about a minute or so to practice this. Try it with the block. See how that feels for you. Everything is good. Your pelvis was rotating a little bit. You could do it like this too. Yeah. Go for it. So one leg is kicking, the other leg is straight. So you just say. So keep one leg totally straight, the other leg is going to kick you up. Okay, yep, there you go. You get the idea. Yeah. So last little bit here. All right, so one leg's totally straight, lifted up already. The other leg kicks, push. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, so you're just shifting your weight into your forearms. We'll keep practicing. Yeah. So now last thing in the headstand. So we've built up a little more of the awareness activation of the shoulders to support the neck when we go into the headstand. And with this one, I don't recommend the wall, so you can activate your hips and core more to do this, but the hands are interlaced. And instead of having one pinky kind of stick out, you have that pinky tucked in, the bottom one. So you've got this whole surface area of the hands, the forearms, and make sure your elbows don't go too wide or too narrow. They're like a triangle. Heads inside that base with the hands. Lower body's like down dog, and you walk your feet in so they can't go anymore. One knee in, then the other knee in, and hold there. So there's a pushing from the serratus that we stretched earlier, pushing into that, to the floor. And that's what's helping you get up here. So today you might just work on walking the feet in and bringing one knee in. All right, try to bring your knees in towards your belly and hold it there. Hold it. Yeah. Again, there. Hold it. And then go up from there. Straight up. And then go back down. Slowly in. Good. Awesome. You got it. Yep. Straight up. Go up. There. Straight up. Keep going. Straight. You got it. Good. And then back down. Awesome. Cool. You want a spot? Yes. There you go. Last little bit with this one. Good. Now we'll slowly start to come up to a wide-legged forward fold. Awesome. So facing all 10 toes towards the mirror and the feet, listen to your body. That might be, it might feel natural to have your feet a little externally rotated if that's how your hips naturally go, but generally straight ahead with the toes. Hands can be on the blocks or on the floor, and use your next inhale to lengthen the spine and your exhale to hinge at the waist, keeping that length. And do that a couple of times if you want. Inhaling to extend the spine and exhaling to fold in. And then once you feel like you're good, just stay there and we'll hold and breathe with the head below the heart. Moving into the less active part of practice, more emphasis on flexibility, releasing tension, and calming, regulating the nervous system. One of the cool things we get to practice in yoga is we activate the nervous system. We add a lot of intentional stress and stimuli to the body to process, and we practice processing it and staying present with it and not getting overreactive or holding tension. But we can activate when we need to, and now we practice deactivating and down-regulating the nervous system. And bring the hands under the shoulders. Keep your legs the same. Just walk your hands towards your left leg, stretching into the shin, the tibialis, the front of the leg, top of the foot. Keep the legs the same. Walk your hands towards the right foot. And then back to center. And from here, heel toe your feet in a step or two. And come into a high squatting position. So your hips lower in line with the knees. And the hands grab on inside the ankles or shins. And your elbows press into the knees. At the same time, your knees squeeze into the arms. So you're creating an active stretch on the inner thighs, the adductors. And you can play with how much you press, how much you squeeze. So how much you activate and strengthen, how much you stretch. I'll hold, breathe here for a moment. From here, let's start to stand up. Keep your legs where they are and reach your arms up overhead. And exhale, bring the hands to the heart. Just bring your feet in a small step or two. So we're going to go into a low squat. So let the knees bend, hips lower all the way down. If you need to move your feet in closer to do that, or you can have your heels lift to do that. But we'll move a couple of times here. So inhale, reach up. And exhale, come all the way down into the Malasana low squat. Inhale, reaching up, gathering energy for the day. Exhaling, centering down to the squat. And again, inhale, reaching up. Exhaling all the way down into Malasana. And we'll hold and breathe there. Feeling the heaviness, the gravity, the grounding quality of this posture. The pulling of gravity. Centering you for the rest of the day. From here, lower your hands down and bring your hands behind you to drop down to your tail and turn to face the front of the mat with feet together, knees apart. Last thing for the adductors here. So if your hips are a little tight, you can scoot your feet forward. And we can do this little activation and slowly release. So we'll have the knees start to squeeze together with resistance of the forearms. So your arms are trying to press your legs down, but the legs are resisting. So that's starting your adductors contracted, and then slowly press the knees open. So you're slowly releasing tension from the adductors and creating a release and stretch. So do that two more times. Legs squeeze together, tighten up, and then slowly maintain that tension as you press open, releasing tension from the inner legs. One more time, squeezing together, and then slowly releasing apart all the way down. And if your knees open more, that's fine. You don't need to force it or push it, but maybe they're a little more receptive to opening with a little pressure down from the forearms. And then sitting back up, cross the legs, just sitting comfortably cross-legged. We'll focus on the shoulders a little bit here. So we'll lift the shoulders up towards the ears, like a shrug, and just hold that tension there, maintaining that contraction of the shoulders. And slowly let it go. Moving the neck a little bit. Again, shrugging the shoulders up, contracting upper traps. Again, this area we generally, we unconsciously hold tension for a lot of us, so we don't want to do that throughout the day, but here we're sort of fatiguing the muscles. So holding that tension a little bit longer and just going with it. And instead of trying to stretch it or resist it, just going with that tension that builds up and letting it get tired of holding the tension. And slowly release shoulders, let it release, moving the neck around a little bit. And one more time, tighten up, contract, maintain that tension, hold and breathe. Squeezing the muscles so you start to feel tired and start to feel fatigued. Keep going. And slowly release, relax the neck, moving the neck around here. Walk your left hand out to the left and just move your neck away from the hand a little bit. You never want to really force or go too strongly into a stretch here, but just kind of coaxing the tension out. Go to the other side, walk your right hand out to the right, move your neck around a little bit away from that, stretching the traps. This area doesn't respond so well to strong stretching, but just coaxing the tension out can be really helpful. And then back to center. And just move the shoulders up and down a little bit. Any way that feels good here, just loosening up a little bit in the shoulders. All right, and from here, we'll come back to hands and knees. And bring the right knee towards the right wrist and sit down onto your outer right hip with your left knee bent behind you. So this version of pigeon pose, with the right leg parallel to the front edge of your mat, the right thigh is parallel to the side of your mat, and the shin parallel to the front edge. This allows you to activate your outer hip so your leg can press down into the floor as you fold over the leg into an active stretch. So you have full control of how much you activate, how much you stretch, so you don't overstretch. You also build a little strength and flexibility in the muscle, in the outer hip, the piriformis, abductors. We'll stay about a minute here in letting our practice slow down even more. And start to come back up into the other side. Same thing with the left leg forward. Then start to come back up. And make your way down to your back with knees in, rocking side to side on the back. Into happy baby pose, holding outside of the feet. You can make any version of this. You can rock side to side, you can open the legs, bend one knee at a time, whatever you want to do here. And then feet to the floor. So knees bent, feet on the floor, like bridge pose. Lift your hips up over to the right and bring your knees in to the left. So simple twist, just moving the hips off center to the right. And you can cross the legs or you can stack the legs, whatever feels good here. Arms open out to a T or a goalpost. Your whole spine is in a little rotation, turning the head to the right. And then slowly back to center to the other side. Hips to the left, knees into the right. You can cross the legs, any version of this. And then back to center for Shavasana. Let the legs out, arms out. Shoulder blades slightly down the back, so palms open. Legs just fall wherever they're comfortable. Make any last adjustments you need to feel able to fully rest and relax here. And again, feel the gravity, the back of the body, heavy, grounded, supported. The Atman, the witnessing awareness within you, noticing your body, noticing your breath, noticing the mind. It remains steady, quiet, and calm. You can always choose how to react or respond to any situation. And slowly start to move the fingers and toes, hands and feet, arms and legs. Eventually come over to one side, rest on your side. And back up to sitting, comfortable seated posture. And we'll close the practice with the hands together at the heart, bowing the mind to the heart and to each other. Thank you all for practicing today. Namaste.